towards a flourishing humanity. Some say that there is no morality without commandment, but that is a result of trickery, of being tricked out of wisdom. Others say that humanity's aim is enlightenment, which tricks them into thinking that it can be reached through multiple cultures. Whereas, in fact, a culture must abandon all its bad ideas and focus on expanding their best and wisest, which is simply a path towards wisdom. Wisdom is the core of philosophy. The meaning of the words philosophia is love of wisdom. And you can already see how wisdom brings cultures together as they seek the same thing, wisdom, thus making world peace a reality. However, wisdom is just the beginning. For one, philosophy is the mother of sciences. Wisdom is about knowledge as much as it is about great ideas. But it is the starting point of all the sciences as well. The next great leap forward, the step that wisdom makes possible, is authenticity, virtue, and dignity. A rejection of dishonesty. Best worded as intolerance of liars, manipulators, and cheaters. These are the dark hats, the witch doctors, the false leaders. Rejection of which helps humanity grow in wisdom unrestricted and without being pulled back. Inauthentic leaders cultivate war. War is a crime. War crimes are prevented when wars are prevented. The citizens of nations, unless they are thoroughly misled, do not wish for war. The governments serve the people. They are not meant to use people as their servants and soldiers. War is such a failure that only those who want it should fight in it. With authenticity permeating the world, poverty ends. The use of the concept of money without elimination of poverty first is unethical. The way we use money today is incomplete, a leaky abstraction at best. Wisdom repairs that. Wisdom and knowledge is not everything. There is a step above that, a lot more personal one, truly creating a force of one. And that is growing all the way up until one becomes a great being. Failure to grow all the way up again tricks a person into a lifetime of simple mistakes and rarely equally simple consequences. And people can see that come the winter of their golden age. They feel betrayed. They feel like they weren't knowledgeable enough. And without greatness, there can be no legacy. No person should ever pass without sharing their great book of wisdom. What a great loss that is. What a terrible curse on family and friends. What a cruelty to the world, to the universe, to the future. To say I don't have a legacy means to have never grown all the way up, never sought to inherit wisdom, never set off on quests of knowledge from art and music to programming and the greater sciences, the collective body of wisdom that made humanity better, is an inheritance meant for every individual. to be tricked out of it reveals a bankrupt culture, a culture on the edge of collapse. Without the wisdom stored in our history that begins with Socrates, false leaders will manipulate and tear humanity apart. Without our lessons, we are doomed to repeat our old mistakes to the entertainment of leeches, parasites, and ghouls. You must never see poverty as a chain or a fence, because that is the simplest way to control you. You need a real and effective education, unless you have a more powerful idea. That means programming computers and you starting to learn as soon as possible. The worst thing about poverty is the fear, and programming sets you free. And you need to shake whatever culture you were pressed into, because it is meant to prevent you from growing all the way up, period. Just look around. Take a good look. Stick your head out. Go ahead. This means you have to cross the Appalachian Trail, or the equivalent in your part of the world, or, and I highly recommend this, hike the Triple Crown, the Appalachian, Pacific Crest, and Continental Divide trails one after another, and doing so while listening and, more importantly, re-listening all the wisest of narrated books. You move out of the world that you were born into and take that ancient journey, the quest for knowledge, letting long adventure trails clear your mind, release your stress, push everything away, and make you hungry for knowledge and wisdom, so that you can gain the mental capacity necessary to both befriend the authors and truly comprehend their wisdom. Oh yes, it is an impossible journey. It begins with fear and doubt. Doubt that lingers for weeks. But the impossibility of you taking those steps is there on purpose. That is your chain. That is your fence. But mark my words, child. You are not permitted to go through life without having comprehended thousands of wise books. If you reject wisdom and the resulting growing all the way up, not only will you destroy yourself, but also betray the future of humanity and become one of its unwitting destroyers. You are meant to break out. You are meant to rise. You are meant to become a great being who leaves a lasting legacy.